It's got 3D shipwrecks, malformed babies, and Mike's desperate attempts to finish his broken tape player story.
Daniel, can you explain the background on this video?
Are we recording?
Yeah, you've given all of us 3D glasses.
Yes.
From China.
Yes. I ordered China.
I ordered 10 3D glasses from China for like $1.25 or something like that.
$1.25.
And it took like a month to get
25.
Here.
$1.25.
The reason I ordered them.
Programming note, Mike is quarter Japanese.
Mike's allowed to make these voices because he's Asian.
Right. 25.
It cannot be considered offensive because it is his heritage.
We're not allowed to do that. Jimmy, Patrick, and I can't.
We'd like to do that.
We can kind of do it, but it'll be racist.
Glasses. It'll be just a little bit racist.
Michael will get offended if we say that.
Disney racist.
Exactly.
Like the old crows.
Exactly.
Okay, so anyway.
Christmas, this all starts in Christmas 2013. Christmas 2013, my mom gave me a video camera.
Because
I asked for a video camera, because I always...
Mommy, can I have a video camera?
It was my mom, on Thanksgiving, she always says, what do you want for Christmas?
What year was this?
2013 or 2014. Okay. It might have been 2014.
And how old were you in 2014?
34. So for my, shortly after my 35th birthday,
35.
Actually. Okay, it was 2014, December 25th, 2014. That Christmas...
Yes.
I went downstairs all excited. And I saw the presents under the tree.
Santa butt fucking your mother.
And I saw Santa.
You went downstairs.
I had a raging boner.
Morning wood. Are you serious? The presents were put out.
Yeah. Well, it's also because this was the first Christmas where William and Bobby, my nephews, I don't even know who they are. Yeah. It's for kids. Christmas is for kids,
sure.
All right?
Yeah, man.
So we just.
Christmas is for kids.
So, William, I think, was 4 or 5 years old in 2014. And we just wrapped up.
Jim Jordan
he's
said.
About like
Christmas
Adam's
kids.
Age. So we wrapped up a bunch of presents and put them under the tree. And then, I had a couple presents and Henry had a couple, but it was mainly for the kids. So I go downstairs and
I'm children.
You got to do it for the kids.
I'm all excited because it's Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, Mommy, Daddy, can I open my Christmas presents?
And do you do stockings?
And then and Mom said, I got this present for you, Daniel. And she gave me the present.
Why does your family talk so weird?
No, it really wasn't that exciting. It was, I don't even remember.
Papa,
can I have my Christmas
video
present?
Papa,
are you going to be home for Christmas,
camera?
Papa?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm 34 years old.
Papi. Well, anyway, so however it happened, on Christmas, I got this video camera, which
however
also
it happened.
It shot in 3D. There's two options
3D.
On the camera. One is a regular video, and the other is a 3D
regular.
Video. But the 3D video
3D.
Is basically unwatchable, unless you have 3D glasses. But it's so easy to accidentally flip onto 3D mode. And I got all this great footage, this really interesting footage down in Old Town Alexandria, but it was in 3D mode. And I put it on my computer, and I'm like, "This, you can't watch this shit."
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous. And then there was this shipwreck that they found.
Shipwreck.
A ship.
The ship that they unearthed when they were building a hotel down in Old
Earth.
Town.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah. And I was working at
the
marina.
We are from E-Earth. Welcome to Earth.
And I went down and I videotaped it. But I videotaped it in 3D. So what I did is I did a little intro here with my camera with me and Mike, and then spliced in the 3D.
Come on, motherfucker.
Mike and I were hanging out sucking dicks.
Sucking Snoke. These nuts.
Yeah, we were we were playing with ourselves.
3D
Snoke.
3D's nuts.
We couldn't help it.
Snoke.
So anyway, to make a long story short, I bought some 3D
Snoke
glasses from China. And we're going to watch the
Snow
footage I took in 3D with 3D glasses.
3D.
And
okay, I've got it queued up here on the old YouTube.
So we
got
to get our 3D glasses on.
If listeners at home want to watch this is available on the, what is it, Daniel Johnson?
Yeah, 18th century ship in Old Town, January 2016, madness at Patrick's house.
Does that make it better? All right, it's on.
Whoa.
It hasn't gotten to the 3D part
yet.
Once
you get to the 3D part, it'll...
That's hilarious. That's not better.
All right. But we all have our 3D glasses ready.
I'm excited.
All right.
Look how sexy you look. Yeah.
All right, you're explaining about the Old Town
just
footage.
Yeah, shipwreck, I'm Old Town. It up.
All right, enjoy this video. Whoa.
So what do you think?
Whoa. it's kind of, it's hilarious.
That's kind of trippy.
Yeah.
Does it look
good? Kind of works.
So that's the ship, man. So you feel like you're actually there.
Yeah, now I can, because I've watched this video, but now I can actually see it. That's
see,
awesome.
Isn't that neat? See,
yeah, no, that's
it was
cool.
Great footage, and I loved the footage I got. It was just unusable without 3D glasses. Who has 3D glasses?
Well, now we all do.
Now we all do.
But isn't that cool? They found that, and basically that ship from the 18th century was
cool,
used.
Man.
It was used to fill in the land. It was used
it
as a filler.
It was used.
It was used, man.
Was it a slave ship?
I don't know what kind of ship it was, but I... No.
I think they were... it was just, you know, it was a port.
Yeah,
it was
mean...
a shipping port.
Well, I know. It's this Old Town. All
but right. You know, like, where the Starbucks is in Old Town, like, right, you know, near on Union Street?
Yeah.
That used to all be water.
Man, it's worse without the glint.
Like, Union Street used
blue?
To be called Water Street.
Now it's red.
Yeah.
Blue, red. Blue, red.
What happened?
So I was going to get back to the segment.
Multiple
tangential.
Tape player?
Oh, yeah.
Tangentialation.
Well, okay, there's another like 20 seconds of 3D footage.
Yeah,
and
but it's
we'll
gonna be it's gonna be the same. We'll continue to watch it.
Because this isn't 3D.
This is madness.
But real life is in 3D too.
Yeah.
Mike's wearing the same hat.
And well, here's
all right,
more.
Here's
3D. 3D footage.
3D's
3D footage.
3D.
Old Town, 3D. Alexandria.
Jason 3D.
It's been around for hundreds of years. They're digging up old boats. You know what? I might go and like, you know what? That looked good enough that I might go around and film some 3D shit.
Yeah.
Just to have, just to like watch.
Because they're jackets.
Yeah, yeah.
It's far out. Like if you took off the glasses, you can see it was the blue kind of filter. And then when you have them on, it's the red filter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, on, off.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of neat.
But yeah, all their jackets were far out, man.
They were.
Yeah.
I
with
got
a 3D. It was cool.
That's what I'm saying.
It was
like, I would have liked to have more footage of just, you know, like people hanging out. So anyway,
back at the ranch.
That's done. Back at the ranch.
Do so
ranch.
Anyway, so that just to continue the segment and
tape
get
player,
her done.
Tape
continue.
Tape
get
player.
Her done.
So the CD player, to get back to it, the CD player CD did not work because Jimmy's here now. He didn't get to see the
Jimmy.
The James.
Prop comedy. This is a CD player.
A CD player that did not work, but it worked.
CD player.
Mike was trying to show us how his CD player
doesn't work,
did not work
man.
Properly, but then he made it work.
There you
work.
Go.
So once again, we go to a different song.
I don't want to grow up.
Isn't it going to do the same thing and it's just going to keep working? Are we going to do the same gag over?
Oh, yeah. Song.
So, what album is this, Daniel?
This is Adios Amigos.
Uh-huh.
So, this CD player doesn't work. And that's why I had to replace it.
That's why we can hear it perfectly.
I know, that's why it's like playing the music exactly right.
Doesn't work.
This is a song Didi Ramone wrote specially for this album, even though he wasn't in the band anymore.
Didi's nuts!
I had to replace this junk-ass CD player. It tends to not work sometimes. When it's not being put on the spot. When it's being put on the spot, it works just fine. But when it turns around and everyone's gone, they're not on tape, then it's all fucking up and shit.
For real, man.
Bummer, dude.
Just like, you know. Well, here we go. It's starting to do the thing.
I think the audio segment of us watching 3D isn't going to be as intriguing.
No.
As,
that's why you have to film it, too.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? No, it's amusing, but it's amusing just because it's silly for us to be watching
sure.
something and recording it. But, you know, this segment works, but it's even though it's a failure, it works better.
Yeah, I mean, it's
you know what I'm saying?
It is kind of failing because he's demonstrating how his
radio.
CD player doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah, but it's working.
Radio.
But at the same time, it's actually
player.
Better than
I like
something
how, I like how Mike is all crunched up and holding the speakers toward the mic and
so,
just all like, he's contorted in a nice C.
In this
Mike's
shitty
like an
CD
E-C.
Player, it doesn't work.
On his fucking
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It's all fucked up.
It's all fucked up.
Fucked up. We fucked
that CD
up.
Player fucked Mike right up the ass.
Up the ass.
So yeah. Anyway,
I had to.
But fuck it.
So it doesn't work. So anyway.
I'm down.
Boo.
anyway, I had to buy this tape player.
Tape player.
Now we'll get the tape player. That doesn't work, but works.
Just to backtrack a little.
You are making the Brooklyn hipsters look like home. Shitheads.
So just to backtrack.
Bunch of pussies.
For some reason, Mansona.
What happened
to that? I dropped this CD player, and it started not working. And doing these weird things, which it wouldn't display just now. Mm-hmm. It only displayed workage.
It got all fucked.
It started doing weird things.
It got fucked.
Which it does in its own time with me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. There's ghosts in the machine.
But the tape player.
So I dropped it, and that's why it started to malfunction.
My mom dropped me when I was
most
a baby.
Of the time. But
so Mike is switching.
Player,
did your mother drop you on your head when you were a baby?
$99. The tape player costs $15.
What's wrong with you, son?
Yes.
That would make sense if we had a time travel, went back, and we saw Mike as a little baby, and he was dropped.
The tape player.
Oh, man.
The tape player.
I was probably dropped,
cost
too.
Less, and
I'm
it
sure
also
we
has an AM/FM radio.
70s.
Whoa.
Right? So the tape player not only costs less, but also has an AM/FM radio.
Cool.
Dual function.
No shit.
But I dropped it on my first day of using it while I was walking to CD seller to buy tapes.
He was walking to CD seller.
For the
four.
Foe.
You can just move that up.
The
Mike doesn't know how to speak into a microphone.
The microphone
that's your,
for Mike.
Hey, Mike. That's your mic stand.
I know to eat the mic.
Bear with me.
Pass the mic, Mike.
So then... Mike
was really hot.
He was a sexy motherfucker when he was a baby. And they dropped him on his head.
Player with a radio attached to it.
He had an adult
then,
penis.
As I was
body.
Listening.
Hold on. But the tape player works properly.
The ladies
there, right?
would love the baby. You know how people love the baby eyes? Like, oh, he's so cute. The women are like, oh, my God, it's
let
a
me
beautiful
start off,
penis. That
let me
baby
start
had.
Off with this. First of all. Let me go back a little bit. Let
and
me
they
backtrack.
Dropped him on his head because his dick was so
me,
big it surprised
everyone. Let me backtrack.
If you picked
like
up
a
baby
stick.
And you saw the dick was like
a, was
an
like
adult
a
dick,
stick,
I dropped
right?
the baby too.
Yeah. Like a pogo
anyway,
stick.
Scare the shit out of you. And then the
let me backtrack.
Like boing.
Yeah. Dude, do babies get boners?
No.
They don't?
No,
yeah,
no,
right?
Dude.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they do. I think
yeah.
I think anything with a penis gets a boner.
So
boner.
What if you were like an adult?
From time to time.
Adult picking up a baby, and then all of a sudden an adult penis pops out of like the diaper?
I don't know.
With a big
that
boner?
That would be freaky.
You'd probably drop the baby.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, you're not supposed to get what boners for biology and physiology. Like
no,
the
you can
blood.
Get you can get boners. It's just nothing's
it's
gonna
not,
happen.
Yeah, it's not
right.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just.
But
I don't know.
But
I mean,
as for Daniel's
different.
Hypothetical,
yeah, no, this is reality.
I concede that.
Yeah.
Although I find it unlikely.
Well, that's
if,
what I'm
if,
trying to say.
If a baby did have an adult sized penis erection.
Yes. Erection.
There's a non-zero chance I would in fact drop the baby.
I would definitely drop the baby on its head, and I'd be like, oh my god!
I don't know about
it's
on his head. Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Man.
I think I could see myself dropping the baby, but like if you're holding a baby,
probably on his butt.
You're not gonna like you're not holding him upside down.
The penis would break the fall. It's Big Johnson would be like boing, and he'd just like come back up again, all happy. I have an adult penis, and I'm an infant.
Infant penis.
I have an infant body and a big regular dick.
Erection.
That's a new song. I have an infant body but a regular dick, so it looks really big.
That's like the beginning of a song.
That's the rhyming song. I don't know what you call that rhyming meter. It's a little rougher.
I have an infant body and I have a regular dick.
But that's,
and when
and that's okay. That's
shit on my balls.
So that's the beginning.
That's
I have an infant body
balls.
And a regular dick.
Right.
So my dick looks extra big. Oh yeah, then my mom dropped me on my dick and it popped back up and I had a boner, thank God, so my brain wasn't fucked up. I wasn't one of those retards that was dropped when he was a baby.
Yes.
On his dick is where I was dropped, motherfucker. So
was that?
That's
the song. It's not really in a song format.
Is that
I can't.
Priest?
I won't be able to do it again. That was the.
Yeah.
That was the premiere and.
Scream it, Rob.
And end.
So, Mike, you're playing. Is that Judas Priest you're playing?
Judas Priest.
So now we've moved on to Priest.
Yeah. All right. Like he changed
now,
the docket.
Mike, did you have that tape before? Or did you buy that tape after getting
so
the
Will
tape
bought
recorder?
Me this tape at some point
from
the thrift store.
That's awesome.
Will Mitchell?
Yeah.
Not Will
Helms.
Helms or Will
Wheaton.
Will is Wheaton. Will Wheaton.
Is he related to Ed Helms?
I don't know. I hung out with Will Helms the other day. We went to Al's Steakhouse. It was awesome. Anyway, back to Judas
Priest.
Did you
order a salad?
So anyway, I bought this Judas Priest tape. And I was listening to this. I mean, no, I'm sorry. I didn't buy this. I'm sorry. I got this Judas Priest tape, and I was listening to it on the way, on Monday, on the way to CD Cellar to buy some more tapes.
Word.
This is like the only tape I had.
So how much is it? How much do they charge tapes now?
They sell tapes at CD Cellar. They always put them online on Facebook.
Yeah, but like,
oh, probably like what, $5? Like,
is it $5?
So
probably less than that.
So at CD Cellar,
$3.50.
They just want to get rid of them.
Yeah,
you can get like an
outdated technology.
You can get a tape for $5.
$5?
$5.
A good tape.
Yeah,
right. I mean like good and like good quality.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people just donate their cassette tapes to CD Cellar. I think.
Oh really?
They're just we don't want them, and then
no,
CD
I think
like,
they sell them.
Well, because I thought I saw on the Facebook post that they just had
Facebook
like
Facebook is tanking.
I thought it said something. Well, Facebook's
fuck
a different topic.
Mark Zuckerberg.
But on the CD Cellar Facebook page, I thought it said here's some tapes that were just donated to us. I thought
donated.
It said that. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. I'll look it up. But Facebook stock is dropping, and MoviePass
dropping
is dead.
Like a motherfucker.
Apparently, MoviePass is dead.
MoviePass.
I paid $89 for a year of MoviePass, and now I won't see shit with it.
Oh man!
But I
blows.
Saw 16 movies.
Well, that's pretty good
for $89. 16 movies. It's like $5.50 a movie.
That's pretty good, man.
It's not bad. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
bad because like movies at night, it's like what $12 a person.
Oh yeah,
or 11.
I went. Well, yeah, I went during the day usually, but it cost me like $10.60 per movie. So it comes out to like it's less than $6 a movie for
yeah.
what I.
Yeah,
but
no, I think you.
You did well
it,
with it.
It was
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, it was definitely worth it for me, but if it had ended a couple months ago, I'd have been kind of pissed.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, I just got enough that I feel like I got the better end of the deal.
I'm sure there are people who bought it yesterday.
Yeah,
that's,
right.
That
are, like,
suck.
Not
going to
see any money back. Because that's yeah. how these things
Welcome
work.
To
see,
failure.
I don't know because, like, I didn't – like, they were changing all the rules on certain things. I wasn't affected by those. I was grandfathered in, but now you're saying that everything's is just crashing.
Everything seems to be gone because I guess it was last
grandfathered
week.
In.
Yeah.
Grandfather.
So
grandfathered in.
What happened is I think at their height, their stock was at like $30 or $40 or something. But
MoviePass was.
Yeah, but
Movie
then like
pass.
As of last week, it was at 8 cents.
Oh my God!
And
that's not a good sign.
No, and so what they did is they did like a stock split.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And they did a stock split at like they turned like one stock into 250 stocks,
like a spinoff. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and then so people were buying it up, and so it went up like in the middle of the week. It went up to like $20 or something, and people were like, "Okay, cool." But now it's back down to $3.75 as of yesterday, which before like the 8 cents turned into $20, and now it's the $3.75.
So it would have been great to buy you know, 5,000 shares at 8 cents and flip them.
Yeah,
but you can't predict that.
Yeah, it's exactly.
So anyway, let me finish my story real quick.
Okay, back to
real quick.
Right.
Let
back
me just
to
finish
Judas
it.
Priest.
Just using props to tell
Do
a story.
It.
Prop storyteller.
Do it.
Prop teller. So I was listening to this Priest tape on the way to CD Cellar on Monday, and I dropped the tape player. Boom.
Oh.
Zap.
Judas Priest went flying.
Oh.
The
went flying,
the door
motherfucker.
The thing went flying.
It went flying through the air.
I had to put it back together.
Breaking the cover. Breaking the cover.
Batteries right. back in. These black
breaking
dudes
the
were
machine.
Laughing at me.
Black guys were laughing at you?
Yeah.
Why do you have to bring race into it?
I have to walk through the ghetto on the every day.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
What do you consider the
ghetto?
Well,
Mike is black.
Well,
yeah.
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 So what is the ghetto in Falls
like,
Church?
Like when I walk to work. Annandale.
Oh, okay.
The inner city
the
of
inner
Annandale.
City.
Watch out.
I was like, well, every time I like walk on that,
the mean
or, like,
streets
drive
of Annandale.
It, I'm like, it could be shadier, man.
Dude, I always lock my doors when I drive through Falls Church. I lock my doors and I get my Glock out just on the seat just in case some people come
so
up.
So dangerous.
You might get carjacked in that
you
motherfucker.
You might get carjacked.
Yeah, if I'm on Broad Street, those people will fucking kill you.
Washington is worse.
So I'm listening to Priest, walking out the way, I drop my tape player, it breaks and falls apart. I'm like, I piece it back together real quick.
But it's working now.
But then it's okay, right? But then I get to like a CD Cellar and I buy.
Oh, we're going to listen to a new tape now. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, Jimmy. I feel it coming. oh, baby, Jimmy, I'm coming. I ejaculated.
And I bought a Doors, a Best of like the Doors tape. I bought a Best of the Doors, and I bought two Dwight Yoakam tapes.
Well, weird.
Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, Dwight Yoakam.
He was in Sling Blade.
So I bought a Best of the Doors, and I actually thought I had it before, but it was actually a different. I actually have Doors' Greatest Hits, but I didn't have the Best of. It's two different compilations. This is actually longer, has 18 songs as opposed to like 10, 12.
There
it's
you
like
go.
18, including a bunch of weird ones.
Uh-huh, like what?
Like Strange Days as opposed to People Are Strange.
Yeah, no, that's a good
Crystal
one.
Crystal Ship.
Is
Unknown
good.
Soldier, When the Music's
good.
Over.
Yeah.
So you hit the jackpot with this tape, basically.
Right, and the music over, is it the version where he says, I want to fuck my mother?
I think that's like the live version. No, he doesn't say fuck. He doesn't say.
Watch Apocalypse
Is this the one
now?
Where he doesn't?
Okay,
is the
Jim Morrison went to
Apocalypse
GW.
Now. He's like, I want to. Oh, yeah,
baby. Right. Yeah. So in Apocalypse Now, like Francis Ford Coppola uses the fuck.
Right.
That was on their original like LP vinyl shit.
Hey, Mike.
And then, of course, you know, people are like, ooh, blah, blah, blah. Censor this shit.
You know GW in Alexandria,
yeah,
right?
I sure do. He went there.
Yeah, Jim Morrison went to GW. And
right.
That's, so Will Helms and Jim Morrison went to the same school.
You ever read No One Gets Out of Here Alive?
No, what's that?
It's like a biography about Jim Morrison.
Well, wasn't his dad in the military?
Yeah, he was an admiral.
Yeah, so they traveled
a lot. Yeah, they traveled all over the country.
Because like Patty Lewis was the art teacher at TC. She remembered him somehow from GW because she was really old when we were there.
Jesus Christ.
And she said that he smelled weird.
Of course.
That was what she remembered about
Jim
Morrison.
Well, he was all shocking. He wanted to like shock people.
But
and
this is when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Right?
No, he was doing that as
he was
a kid.
Smelly.
Yeah, dude.
Smelly balls.
Read that like biography, you will be entertained from start to finish.
What is it called again?
It's No One Gets Out of Here Alive.
Okay. Oh, yeah, by the drummer.
The drummer of the Doors wrote it?
No. That's John Densmore's own.
So this is
written by a third party.
Somebody who's just.
This is not by any of the Doors.
A Jim Morrison fan
believe.
Or a Jim Morrison.
Well, it's like a
researcher.
Biographer, yeah.
Right, yeah, biographer. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll check it out. I see, I'm just not a huge Doors fan.
Yeah, I was when I was early.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I like them. I do like them.
I mean, I haven't really listened to them for a while.
I mean, he's an interesting guy.
Oh, Jim Morrison, yeah, he's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he...
I saw his grave in Paris.
Yeah, he
I
died.
I went to it. It was pretty hilarious because there are all these hippie girls, and we're like,
yeah. You're probably masturbating to him.
Probably back then. That was 2003.
I was masturbating.
Well, I was hoping they'd do more than, like...
You could be like, I'm reincarnated Jim Morrison.
Yeah, precisely.
That's a good line.
And like, just suck it.
That might actually work. I'm Jim Morrison reincarnated.
I'm Jim.
Now suck my dick.
And then I have to rip my shirt off with a bottle of Jack Daniels and just, he had a big dick.
Yeah, that's what
like
everybody,
a big dick.
Everybody says. That's what everybody says.
Yeah, when he's like,
yeah.
Like they got arrested for, public indecency? Because there's a part, which is in the movie, like the Oliver Stone movie.
Yeah.
Where he's like, want me to whip it out? But he like sticks his finger through his.
Yeah, well, Val Kilmer didn't have a big dick.
No.
Val Kilmer had an average dick.
Yeah, he had
and
a
he
good
was
Batman does. Size.
Yeah, it was
fine.
Still does.
He's got a nice Batman dong.
It was an average.
Still does.
It was an adequate penis.
Adequate.
But it wasn't like a big dong.
He
like,
still do.
Hey, you know,
another
thing about Jim Morrison is that he not only had a big dick, he had big balls.
Big balls.
And that's what really fucks you up because you got the testosterone flowing because I know people with big dicks, but they've got average balls and they don't have that problem where they have to fuck constantly.
Right.
You know?
Well, he was such a weirdo when they play the Whiskey or Go-Go. Yeah. He would like not stare at the crowd. So he'd like, for the beginning, he'd just like stare at like the wall and the band.
Because he didn't want to look at the audience because it would make him horny.
Right.
And he would start masturbating in front of the fucking audience.
Right.
He had those big balls, dude. He had those like tennis. He had like the tennis balls. Those were the size of his
the biggest
testicles.
Balls of
they
them
were
all.
Freakishly big balls.
Big balls. Oh, so when I used to work at the pool there, I was playing some Doors. And,
Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow Bath and Racket. And this one lady, Mrs. Suey at the time, said she saw Jim Morrison, like the Doors, and like when she was a young girl. And she said it was very hypnotic, like just kind of like a snake being all weird and slithering and writhing.
He's a very
all
sexy
over
man.
Yeah. I think
Jim
she
Morrison
was
really into
Morrison,
his penis or everything?
Everything, I think. You
he
know,
had
she
a
was
charisma.
Teenager.
He had a certain
I
kind
think
of...
she just wanted to...
He had that it factor, that charisma or something.
People, women just wanted to suck his dong.
Yeah. They loved that shit. They were quite frightened by it. It was like armadillo size.
We have armadillos in our trousers.
Armadillos. It's quite armadillos. Frightening to young men.
Armadillos in our trousers.
Well, Mr. Mojo. Jim, Jimi Hendrix apparently had a big schlong, too. And so did Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Yeah,
LBJ
Dumbo.
Had a jumbo dick. He called it jumbo.
And John Wayne had a very small penis.
Yeah, he had a very tiny penis.
Like a micro penis?
I don't know if it was that small, but it was small.
It was small. He had small feet, and he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Now, if you look
how
at
tall
his,
was he?
He was one of those guys where I don't think he. I would have to look it up. He wasn't like weirdly short, but he did have very
like
small
Tom Cruise
feet. Yeah.
And Arnold.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is just small.
Yeah.
He's 5'6".
Arnold is 6 foot or something. Like he's not as tall
as
he looks
under
in the,
six. Yeah.
So
in the movies, but
so I dropped this tape.
Stallone is super short.
And ever since then, I think, and I'm not sure, but I think...
L.A. Woman.
That it created a problem, but now I don't know if it was maybe actually a pre-existing problem with the...
Pre-existing condition.
Exactly. And that shouldn't be turned down. So...
Obamacare is repealed,
exactly
motherfucker.
Right.
I was yelling this song when I was stuck in Paris in 2003.
Cool. This
drunk?
Is actually the
I
wrong
was drunk
scene.
Too.
When did you meet
I
your wife
drunk.
In Paris?
2009.
So you met her for the first time in 2009.
Yeah.
When did you guys get married? 12? It was 13 or 14. No, I remember when you got married.
It was like 2 years ago on...
2016?
Yeah.
You don't remember the... I don't.
No, it's yeah, no. I
mean, it's okay if I don't.
When it was like it's June 11th.
It was recent. It was recently. He remembers the
it
date.
It couldn't have been 2016.
It was 2016.
No shit.
Yeah,
you see, were working at the
because
at
I
the
had
thing.
Just
I was.
Had
that
my
was like my last days at the Marina
anniversary.
Okay, that's crazy because that was like my last, literally my last month at the Marina was when you got married.
Okay. See, I brought you good luck to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Man. You needed to get out of there.
I did. Actually, I stayed through August, but I got the new job in July.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So it was like, but I stayed just to, you know.
I hear you. Collect some extra dough.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't want to, like, be that guy who gets another job, just ditches the job.
Like Justin.
I mean, I probably would have if they were like, look, you got to start now.
Uh-huh.
But I, you know. It kind of would make me look bad to the new job, too, if I'm the kind of guy who would do that. And I don't work there anymore. I'm on unemployment. I'm happy.
Hold on a second.
Today is what? July?
These nuts.
It's Friday, 28th? July 27th. Saturday, July 28th.
Well, it's got to be Saturday now.
Yeah, Saturday, July 28th for the past 54 minutes.
Sweet. Whoa, that was a good one.
Oh, jeez.
Mike, okay. Continue.
So.
Yeah, this is a good song.
So.
This is Waiting for the Sun.
I don't know.
And there's the title of the song. Waiting for the Sun.
Is it recording? Okay. So I don't know if this... was a pre-existing condition, but this is actually the wrong speed. The actual right speed is
oh shit. Oh shit.
Oh.
This is actually the wrong speed.
That's a different song.
Wait, what? No, is this still the Doors?
Yeah, this is still the Doors. They're all like they like to do some Spanish flamenco like guitar. Yeah.
Jim Morrison was really into like film too, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he's more like
there are
movie?
Other Doors too. There
yeah,
other
no,
dudes.
I was saying like Robbie dudes. Krieger, the guitarist, was all like into Spanish flamenco.
Oh,
okay. So anyway,
so that's they have a lot of that in their stuff.
So,
and he was a pretty decent guitarist. He's still alive.
He had a very beautiful penis.
Underrated penis.
I'm just making shit up about.
Wait. Did you say under penis?
He had a beautiful penis.
A beautiful penis.
And all that shit I said about Jim Morrison and his balls, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. If you didn't,
that's okay. We figured that. One
I just
out,
I don't want to lie to you guys. I got to come clean.
You know, anyway, just double down, man.
Yeah. No, lies I'm not like Trump. I'm not like. I'll never be president.
I never have dinner with the president.
So anyway, this is the wrong speed. So I don't know if this is a pre-existing of the tape player or whether I broke the tape player and made it this way.
Maybe
but
you,
check it out.
You did it, yeah. Oh, weird. Again. Whoa. There we go.
That's the right speed.
It's a little... Yeah, I know you can, bro.
But if you let go of the... If you... Let go of the
let go
the
my
play
dick.
Button.
The play button and let it on, you know.
What happens?
So
grab it
like,
and let it go.
It's like essentially
squeeze the pre cum out of my dick. Please squeeze it and let grip it and let it go. Grip it and let it go.
Are you holding it or letting it go now?
I'm not holding it, right? So
slow it.
Trying
down.
To get back to where it's
grip
voices.
My penis.
We'll come back.
Yes.
I just want to show you. Yeah, I think this is kind of funny.
I'm sorry for all the outbursts.
Well, whatever, dude.
Outburst.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So you actually
all bending
actually have
and
to
sound.
Hold it in. To get.
Have you tried dropping it again?
If I really press it down.
And it'll sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Whoa.
Then, like, I can, like.
Whoa. You're, like, bending the sound.
Well, part of the problem on that is that it's probably not the best tape to test that because it's already so psychedelic and wobbly
and
weird.
Yeah. Like, a lot of psychedelic shit on tapes.
We should play some clean. Yeah. Play some like what's like. Some
it's essentially
clean
a half
music.
Step, is what it is.
Well, what's something
that track
wouldn't...
is actually cleaner than a tape, believe it or not.
Maybe play some
vinyl.
Metallica. Play some Metallica when you hear that, you'll be like, "That's supposed to be a certain speed," and
right.
That's the way it is. Yeah. We've heard the song a trillion times over the years.
Well, I've heard all these songs a trillion times because
I used
to do
a lot. And this is actually too fast. If you leave it alone, it's too fast.
That's why I was like, "Whoa!"
If you hold it in,
is it all messed up?
Yeah, a lot of it is. That's why he was like bending it. It's fascinating.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So you're like a
DJ.
Yeah,
now it's like slow.
Like when DJs have the record, they go wah, 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 wah.
Kind of. You can do it. You just gotta spin it.
Yeah, like that. I can't do this. Yeah. That's what Mike's doing, but with the tape.
It's Marky. Yeah, see, that's a wrong speed right there.
It's like note wise, it's actually a half step like up. That's why it sounds like all like.
Yeah, because Morrison was like
so he's more like baritone.
Yeah, he's
a horny half step. A horny
half step.
So this piece of shit Jensen fucking tape player from Target.
Target.
That's what I'm saying,
oh, man.
Exactly. Thank you.
I'm sorry,
thank
man.
You. I appreciate it.
I'm being obnoxious now.
I appreciate it. Crazy.
You need to take your meds.
I appreciate it, though. Fuck them.
I apologize.
Take
Mike.
Your meds.
Fuck them with their tape player.
No, man. I'm fucking your shit up.
Yeah, no. It's all like super slow.
This is disturbing.
Super slow. It's pretty awesome, actually. I'm kind of digging it. It makes it even trippier.
More or less like...
It makes it even trippier and weirder. You just need to do a bunch of acid, Daniel.
So what's your plan? Are you going to like take it back? You should take it back. And
no,
because
I didn't get like a whatever a warranty that
costs. There's no warranty. When did you buy it? You said you bought it last week. Usually you have like 30
cash.
Days. Yeah, you get like 30 days or something.
So fuck Jensen and fuck Target.